You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely up?
Now, they're saying I should think stuff.
Something is wrong with me.
To be so cynical.
Practice.
Welcome to another installment of Positive Cynicism. I am your host, Chad Smart. You can find me on Twitter at Chad Smart. I feel like Waldo. I don't think anyone has found me yet. So please come. Just send a message. Just say hi. Or how's it going? Or your show sucks. I really don't care. I need some personal validation. Yes. This episode is a little different, and it's actually not at all different. It's going to be the same. It's me rambling and saying things and then posting it and saying, man, I really shouldn't have said that, or I should have said this in a better, different way. This one will be different, though, that it will be a little bit shorter. So to those of you suffering through listening to it, it'll be over that much, a little bit sooner. This episode is more of a State of the Union type episode where, you know, I've been doing the show now roughly off every week, every other week for the last 7-8 months, and realizing that the format needs to change a bit. And the reason is, I don't want to talk about the things that I originally set out to talk about. When I started putting this podcast together, when I was talking with Kevin, the host of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast here on the Jittery Monkey Network, and talking with Greg, the owner and operator of Jittery Monkey, who also does the Nerds United podcast, and we're kind of hashing out the details of this podcast and what it was going to be, I really thought there would be, or I figured there would be a heavy impact of political talk. I am no political expert, which anyone who's listened to the shows that have dealt with politics has probably picked up. But I am a avid watcher of all things kind of political and just seeing how they relate in society as a whole. And I knew, once the election happened last November, that things would not be very peaceful in society. I knew there was going to be a lot of hatred. There was going to be a lot of protest and whatnot. And I kind of expected that, and I wanted to shine a light onto that, onto the political hypocrisy, which, if you've listened to the show from the beginning or picked up episodes here and there, you'll know my biggest issue is political hypocrisy. I don't care which side of the line you fall on, politically speaking. I just don't like when one side says, well, it's okay because that side did it. Or, well, you know, what about this? What about that? And so I expected a lot of that because we were coming off of 8 years of a Democratic president and moving to a Republican president. I figured there would be a lot of flip-flopping on what was deemed important. And I think I was right. It is very interesting to look and see what constitutes as a national security issue and what constitutes as no big deal. However, and I'm going to try to say this nicely and politely, Trump derangement syndrome has gone even further than I anticipated. It has gotten to the point where it doesn't matter what Trump does or says, most people are going to take it so far either out of context or just make it to be out to be one of the worst things ever. And as I said on the last episode, in the resulting math or aftermath I can't even speak right now, because of Trump derangement syndrome, where everything is getting exaggerated to obscene detail, or I am becoming, I feel, a Trump apologist simply because trying to speak legitimacy or logically to situations. And I do not want to become a Trump apologist. I like the idea of Trump, someone who is not a career politician, being in power and trying to drain the swamp, if you will, and calling out the media for the bias that exists. However, I wish there was someone who had a little bit of self-awareness and didn't have the narcissistic ego that President Trump has. No, I guess it's the be careful what you wish for, you might actually get it situation. Since I don't want to be a Trump apologist, and I don't want to just come on here and call out stupid people for being stupid, which, I mean, there is plenty of material there to do so, should I, if that's what I wanted to do, I could have probably done a podcast every day. But I wanted a little bit more substance or something more unique, I would say. And again, I am no political expert, so there are probably hundreds, thousands of podcasts that you can listen to, or at least tens of more podcasts that you could listen to for people who are more informed, have more reasoned opinions than mine. So I was trying to think of what else, how to change up the podcast to be something more, hopefully entertaining, but just a little more, a little different than what I've been doing. And, you know, on this week's My 1-2-3 Cents podcast, I joined Kevin and we ripped off a podcast that is becoming one of my favorite podcasts, Tom and Jim's Top 5. And I like the idea. It was such a simple idea that I'm like, man, why didn't I think of this before? Because top 5, top 10 lists have been around for years. I think even before David Letterman, there were lists. And, you know, and BuzzFeed has pretty much cornered the market on how to make a list out of anything. And it was actually listening to Tom and Jim's Top 5 where Tom, nope, it wasn't Tom, it was Jim. I don't know why I confused the two, but Jim had mentioned another podcast that he listened to called The Ongoing History of Music. And one day at work, I was out of podcasts to listen to, so I pulled up History of Ongoing Music, and they did an episode looking at 1991 and how and what influential music came out at that time, what albums came out. And it kind of hit me with, it inspired me because that was the year I graduated high school in 92. Music was, at the time, I was very much into music. And I thought that being a pivotal year in music would be a good topic to discuss, even further than what they did on History of Ongoing Music. And I wanted to bring in my friend Mike, who was on episode, I think, 2 of this pod of Positive Cynicism when we discussed the NHL All-Star Game weekend, because Mike is a huge music fan as well, and our musical tastes are pretty similar for the 80s era, but then around 89, 90, we went in two completely separate directions. So I thought, looking at the music that came out in 91 and looking at where we were and what music we were listening to at that time and whether or not any of it, we still listen to any of it today, would be an interesting conversation. And we have discussed ideas for the topic and the conversation. And I think next week when that episode comes out, hopefully, I'm crossing my fingers, it will be a entertaining discussion. And that's really kind of what I want more out of this show, is I want discussion. I want topics that hopefully will make the viewer or listener think a little bit. Or, you know, something that just inspires feedback and conversation. So going forward with the show, I'm not going to say that there won't be any political aspect, because something major could come up that I really want to discuss. But I hope going forward that this is going to be more of a taking different topics and breaking them down and looking at them from various different angles and being more of a just a more thoughtful, engaging type podcast than an echo chamber, one person spouting off ideas. And I know that I've done, you know, episodes in the past on different topics with guests, and I think that is going to be the main focus going forward. And hopefully I'll be able to do a weekly show. We'll see how it goes. And if I get idea stuck, if I get writer's block for podcasting, which is that pod blocked? I don't know. But if I can't come up with an idea, then I will just go listen to other podcasts to come up with ideas that I can steal and create into my own. So basically, that said, if you listen to this podcast, thank you. It's only going to get better from here. And tune in next week when we will be discussing the year of 1991 and the musical impact, or the impact that the music of that year had going forward on the rest of the 90s. Be sure to check out my 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. This week, like I said, I joined Kevin. We give our top 6 picks of the best events that happened during the summertime in professional wrestling spanning the last 30 years. Greg Mahochko has a Nerd United podcast that, unfortunately, I have not listened to, so I can't really pimp it that well. But I know he is taking questions on the Nerd United Facebook page. So if you have a question about comic books or superheroes, head over to Greg's Facebook page. Head over to the My 1-2-3 Cents Facebook page, the Positive Cynicism Facebook page. You can find us on Twitter, at ChatSmart, at Kevin Huntsberger, and I believe it's at Nerds United. And we just thank you for your continued listening. And as always, I will, even though the focus of the show may change, I will still encourage you to always question everything and do something positive in life. Right now, you know, the hurricane that just swept through Houston, and we're seeing a lot of people coming together and helping each other, and that's what we really need out of our society, is just more thinking about the other person. It's not about you. Just be excellent to each other.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.